Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea is off today. I come from a long line of people with ADHD and ADD, and I've often heard it referred to as a gift. And honestly, I think that if you can harness it the right way, find your passion, it really can. It doesn't mean there aren't challenges. One of the things that can be great for is adventure. And here to talk about this is Florence Williams. She's a contributing editor at Outside Magazine and a freelance writer for the National Geographic, the New York Times Magazine, the New York Review of Books, Slate, and other publications. Today, we're going to talk about how ADHD is the fuel for adventure. Hello, Florence. Welcome.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks so much for having me on.
It's so great to have you on. You know, I have to say, with mine, if I can find a passion, which I have, which is health and media, I pour myself into it, and I get completely lost, and that hyper-focus jumps in, and I absolutely love it. But I'm also big into the outdoors. I don't know if I call myself adventurous, but I do definitely love to get out there and have some fun. So talk about this, how your opinion about this, and I know that John Muir is part of this as well.
Sure. I found a lot of examples of really, important, significant people throughout history who probably would be diagnosed as having ADHD if they had the diagnosis then. And these were people who loved exploration. They had a really hard time sitting in class, sitting still. They were bored out of their minds in schoolrooms with four walls. And yet they were lucky enough, they were, privileged enough that they came from families that kind of allowed them to, roam free.
Yes.
And, John Muir used to climb out onto his roof in Scotland, and then eventually his family moved to the United States, and he continued climbing and adventuring, and he became one of the greatest wilderness advocates of all time. And there are a number of other examples like that. And what we realized is that a lot of these traits that we think of as being, not so adaptive in, modern life, like an inability to sit still, are actually incredibly helpful in terms of the history of our species, because these were people who loved to have adventures, and they loved to explore. They always sought new experiences. And so, in fact, these traits were probably very adaptable throughout much of our, human life cycle.
Yeah, and I think that when we can, like I said in the beginning, if we can harness this in the right way, I'm blessed to live in a town that's a third conservation land, and we go to the woods constantly. I mean, I go every day with my dogs during the week, and then on the weekends we go as a family, and I just see my daughter's imagination get ignited, and I can see her just doing make-believe in the woods or just having fun and finding sticks and looking around and, trying to skip stones on the pond, and it's just such a great way to unwind as well.
I'm sure so many parents share that experience. All kids learn by exploration, and they're so kinetic. I mean, they learn by moving their bodies. They learn by using all of their senses. You mentioned picking up sticks. I think that's a great example, throwing sticks, hitting with sticks. I mean, these are things that really incorporate all their bodies and all their senses. And so for this article for Outside, I actually found a boarding school for kids with ADHD and similar kind of learning differences. And it's an adventure-based boarding school. So they spend 2 weeks, it's called SOAR, it's based in North Carolina, and they spend 2 weeks out in the field every month. And they're doing things like rock climbing and also learning at the same time about geology, about biology, about earth science, or they're kayaking, or they're scuba diving, or they're long-distance hiking, and the kids are, it really turns them around. They start to realize that learning isn't the enemy, that the enemy really is kind of the way industrial society structures the classroom.
I agree. Man, I want to send my daughter to that school. That's incredible.
Well, what I realized is that, you shouldn't have to have ADHD to have an environmental, stimulating school experience, that really all kids benefit from this kind of learning environment, especially in the preschool and kindergarten years. So it looks like kids just really learn best when they're outside. Again, they're using all their senses. They also learn great social skills. They learn coping skills. It boosts their self-esteem because they're not bored out of their minds. And I
know it. So I remember I never really did that great in school. I was okay, but again, if you're interested in something, and this is what I see with my daughter, then she does well. But like the minutia of things, like my biggest pet peeve, don't ever ask me, Florence, to read directions. Or like if you have to like, you know, oh, we have to set up this thing here and they give it to you and there's like 10 pages. I'm like, ah, I'm bored just looking at it. Don't
you? Yeah, I know. I know.
There has to be some nugget of something interesting or I just lose focus. So
and
nature does wonders for me as well.
Exactly. So, you know, I would love to see kind of more experiential education happening really at all levels of our school system. And I really think all kids could benefit from this. And then instead of, you know, those kids kind of feeling bad about themselves and their learning, you know, we really can kind of appreciate the skills that they have, take advantage of them. And then, you know, they gain this great confidence too because they're the ones who are really brave and are adventurous and, you know, are fun to be around or are the life of the party.
Yeah, that's true. Well, tell us about Outside Magazine.
Outside Magazine has been around for a long time. It's based in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and it really celebrates explorers, adventurers, outdoor athletes, extreme athletes. It's a great magazine, and it has great pictures. So
yes, it does.
If you're tired of winter and you want to see some nice scenery, I recommend it.
Well, I think it's so nice that you chose to focus on ADHD, especially because it's such a huge issue. And, you know, another one of my pet peeves, aside from asking people ask me for, you know, to read directions of how to put something together, is when people say, oh, that doesn't really exist. And, oh, people just use that as an excuse or, oh, this and that. It's like, no, let me tell you something. You know, you get a good neuropsych done evaluation and you can tell
Definitely. You know, there's a tremendous diversity in our brain.
Yeah.
You know, we know now more about the that different people have. And it looks like some of these, as I was saying before, some of these traits for ADHD have probably existed for a very, very long time in humans. And, you know, were incredibly helpful and adaptive as we evolved.
Yeah, you know, Florence, if you could talk a little bit louder. I know this is a live show and you're usually not supposed to say things like that, but I couldn't hear you for a second and I don't want to be like, let me expand on that, but I have no idea what she said. So I'm taking
a chance. Oh, I'm sorry if I cut out.
Oh, there you are.
Hello. Am I back? Is this better?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I was like, where did she go?
Did I say what I said again?
Yes, I would, just so I can hear. Everybody else heard it, then sorry, you got to hear it again. I don't want to miss a word.
What was I saying? I was saying that there's really a tremendous diversity in people's brains and that we know more and more about the genes, you know, that different people have. And it's really been a great benefit, right, to our species that we're not all the same and that we don't all have the same brain. And we have some people who are better, you know, destined to be artists and some who are better destined to be accountants and some who are, you know, destined to be these explorers. And we need them all.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. You know, my daughter will say, I have learning differences and it's okay. But lately, as she's getting older, she's getting more frustrated and wishing her brain worked like her friends. And why are things so much harder for her? But then she has this creativity that I don't see in other kids. That she, you know, I mean,
that's,
you know what I mean?
Wonderful.
I mean, not any other kids, but we all have our strengths and weaknesses, what I'm trying to say.
That's right. And I think we need the learning community and educators to recognize that kids learn differently and to help those kids really find and celebrate their strengths.
Oh, I think so, too. Well, Florence, tell us all the ways we can learn more about you and Outside Magazine. This has been such a great chat.
Oh, thanks so much. Well, I suggest everyone go to outsidemag.com. or to my website, florencewilliams.com, and you can see some other articles that I've written about nature and the brain and nature and health.
Well, I would love for you to come back. This has been wonderful. So glad you're listening to Naturally Savvy. You can check us out on Facebook, also at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy on Twitter. Andrew will be with us next time. Thanks so much for listening. Get outdoors and explore and keep listening to Naturally Savvy here on Radio MD. Have a great day and stay well.